John Dorch, Bryant Rozier, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, Fort Wayne's newest paper is your Fort Wayne Ink Spot. Congratulations. And newspapers are closing all around us the last few decades. How does it figure you've opened one?
Well, I realize that I understand that, but ours is different because we tell stories that have not been written or heard of, and stories are powerful, and they can be around for years and years to come. That's the difference.
It's a specific approach to news, and you're letting that guide your publishing the whole Ink Spot then, sounds like.
That's correct.
And Bryant, where do you fit into the news team and the whole headline your own self?
Well, yeah, if newspapers are dying around us, then this is a great opportunity for us to kind of put our own spin on it and do our own thing, establish a voice. Because, I mean, Frost was around for 60 years, so they left a huge hole in the community because we needed somebody to fill it, and I'm just glad it's us.
And speaking of Frost, it was such a grand publication, and it was going strong for 50 years, very nearly. So how do you handle the misconception you are a brand new publication and not a new configured or reinvented Frost or Frost Jr.?
Well, the very first issue of Fort Wayne Ink Spot had a salute to Mr. Ed Smith, who was the owner.
That's great.
But people still believe that we are the revised Frost, and we are not. Frost went out of operation in October of 2017, and we started in March of 2018. We're totally independent and not the same as Frost.
I do understand that, and I hope you'll all have the patience. It's not a bad cred to be compared to, but you're bringing on your own way of telling your stories and delivering the news that is distinctly an Ink Spot.
That is correct.
Okay, Bryant, what did you bring to the table when you joined the team as a managing editor?
I'm 40 years old, and I've been doing this type of work since I was 23. Frost Illustrated gave me my first job.
Okay, so you had the connection to Frost.
Oh, yeah. And I was a film reviewer, my first job, which was the coolest job in the world.
Till now.
Till now, exactly. Well, I've had a lot of cool jobs along the way, but I've done everything from freelance writing to photography to design work. I've raised money for the African American Museum. So if you deconstruct what a managing editor is, I've done those jobs, but in separate jobs. I've never done them all in one thing. So it was actually really kind of a natural transition from being a freelance everything, which at times can be kind of a scary profession. It's still a lot of work. You have to have a lot of hats and responsibilities. There's a little writing and there's a lot of everything else, but again, it's a very natural transition. Yeah, probably one of the best jobs I've ever had.
And exciting indeed. Now, a paper of this size and scope, you've kind of explained how you do manage to get everything done with what we're talking about here, guys. How do you work it to your advantage? You do have a small staff.
That's correct.
And a lot to report.
Well, Brian is extremely well educated in this particular area, and we have some similarities. One, it appears that he doesn't know how and when to go to bed, and I have the same problem.
Yeah.
So we put in all kinds of hours, and I let him do his thing. You know, I do not try to micromanage. So that has been very beneficial and helpful.
And it sounds like it's going to continue to be so.
It will be.
Okay, now you are a biweekly format. Pros and cons of being biweekly versus being maybe crazy enough to try to go weekly.
Well, I told John if you go weekly, I'm going to quit. There's no way I can. You know, the biweekly schedule is perfect for us.
Yeah.
The quality will suffer. Quality will suffer a lot if we're putting out an issue every week.
You're happy to stay there?
Yes, 100% happy to stay there. There's so many things we can do. I love the fact that if we're putting every 2 weeks, we can kind of go back and look back at a previous week. We can examine things a little bit more. We can take our time with the writing. It's just a little bit more at ease for the two-week schedule. So
it sounds like it fits you well, then, that schedule.
Benefits us a lot, yeah.
So the themed issues, something that is very, very widely appreciated and enjoyed and respected. Would you walk us through your strategy with those?
Yes, I'm a magazine junkie, so I'm going to steal a lot of my ideas from magazine. I kind of grew up with those themed issues of like Time Magazine, ESPN the Magazine. So for me, the themed issues are a way to examine a community by looking at one aspect of it. We put out a paper every 2 weeks, so there's going to be stories that we miss. The themed issues are a chance for us to kind of like stop the presses a little bit and say, okay, let's go back and look at these stories that we may have missed, but just really kind of do a deep dive on a subject like music, like education that we have coming up. We just did the all food issue. We're also working on a couple other ones in the future. We're looking at an all health and wellness, all business, and an all illustration issue. It's going to be all illustrated with painters and that.
That's so. A wonderful nod to and conversation with and on the arts. That's very,
yeah,
very exciting. And John, it does sound like you focus a lot on the city's south side. Can that area be reinvented and relevant in this 21st century, do you think?
Yes, I think it can be. And I had a conversation last night with the chairperson of that group, and he asked if they could have their next meeting at the building that I own on 2513 South Calhoun.
It's certainly a meritorious focus to have, and it's such a wonderful and a respected part of Fort Wayne. So you're aiming to bring the spotlight right.
That's right. We're talking about the southeast side, so why not have the meeting at the southeast side in a building that we bought 4 years ago, and we have rehabbed it. We have 7 minority tenants in there, 3 conference rooms that are named after minority physicians. So I don't think of a better place you can have a meeting.
Oh, that's exciting. And it's such an important commitment to the southeast side of a great city, a great geographic area. So I do have to ask, besides putting out a really righteous and meaningful biweekly newspaper, which it sounds like you got that down pat, what are some of your other goals and dreams as you go along?
As we go along, we started in March. We're up to 400 subscribers. I hope that by the end of the year, we can be up to 1,000 off close to it and just continue to grow each year with subscribers, supporters. One of the things that we are doing, there are 5 different locations. We're giving 40 to 50 papers to the sheriff department. We got a very positive email from them. We give them 40 papers every other week, and they place the papers in the cubbyholes of the inmates.
What a wonderful reach.
Yeah. We give 40 to the Fort Wayne Women's Shelter. We give 40 to the Rescue Mission. We give 40 to the Allen County Juvenile Center. And we give 40 to SCAN, Stop Child Abuse Now. And the comments that are coming back from each one of those areas are very, very positive. Each paper is $50 a year for a subscription, but we're giving out those amount of dollars every other week. And it is making a difference based on the comments we're getting back.
That's fantastic. Besides the fact that it's a really valid connection, are these people feeling like you get them?
Yes. One lady at the women's shelter said she was up in the room feeling very depressed and just happened to come to the lobby and saw the paper, and she decided to read it, and it changed her whole attitude. And once she gets out of there, she shared with me as to what she plans to do with her life and how she turned it around. That's a great story, and those are the type of things that I think we can make a difference in the community.
What you're all about. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like both of your hearts and souls and brains and whole sensibilities are devoted to making this wonderful Fort Wayne Ink Spot continue to be a success. And I really think that that's just fantastic. And I know you've got that paper to get back and run. But before I do let you go, I would like to know, in your minds, what can the Fort Wayne Ink Spot bring to the community that is uniquely your own and that the community really, really needs?
Just the passion and the time. That's one thing with Michael Patterson, the former editor of Frost. He's the best editor I've ever had in my life, you know, and to follow in his footsteps in this way, it's kind of this weird thing, but I'm definitely 100% on board for it. The one thing that Michael didn't have the chance to do was be out in the community. Since he was at Frost, he was anchored to the building, you know, and I know Michael's always out. You know, Michael's always out. Everybody knows him, but if you're stuck at the paper, you can't be out, you can't talk to people, and that's the one thing that I'm doing all the time. Like, I'll do it to the point of exhaustion. I want to be out there, I want to be out in the community, I want our writers to do the same thing, I want us to cover the city in the way that Frost couldn't before.
I agree with Bryant. The network that he's building, I'm a big believer in network, and I think I have a very, very strong network. But something else that I think we can bring is that there are a lot of people that are minorities, that are hidden gems, and we're beginning to uncover some of them that you would never hear or know about them. They have a lot to offer the community, and they're out there, and we're finding them, or they're coming forward. And Bryant, I just notify him, and he does a story on them, and I get so excited about that. Very, very excited about the difference that these people are making in the community. But you never would have known they existed if we had not interacted with them.
John Dortch is publisher and Bryant Rozier, managing editor of the Fort Wayne Ink Spot. John, Bryant, thank you so much for bringing your story to our airwaves today, and the best of good news to you.
Thank you for having us.